Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I've done a good waifu video. However, given the current state of modern relationships, I think it's time to go ahead and talk about this option once again. Yes, option. The sex doll, the waifu, the companion doll, the synthetic companion, aka SynCom, is an option. Nothing more, nothing less. I still find it very hilarious that so many men, and black men in particular, have such a problem with the doll option. I've always said this, and this is the hill that I'm going to die on when it comes to the doll option, the synthetic companion option. As long as you are not bringing harm to anyone or breaking any laws, it is no one else's business what you decide to spend your money on or where you decide to insert your penis. Period. Point blank. See, that's the ultimate appeal of a synthetic companion. No one has to know about it if you don't want them to know about it. But, I found this very interesting blog that revolves around the topic of the synthetic companion versus cheating. Or, as I'm going to call it, the SynCom versus the side chick. Anyway, I don't know when this blog was published, but I still find it very interesting. Here goes. Many stories talk about the many advantages of engaging in a relationship or getting into a new relationship in recent news. However, in recent news, we've seen just how many marriages of quote unquote famous people have ended in divorce. So yeah, the current state of the modern relationship, it is a train wreck. You may have to consider a lot of things before you decide on whether to have a synthetic companion or to cheat on your partner. One thing about it is the effect that you will have on your partner's perception of you. A synthetic companion is a good option if you want to spice up your sexual life. It's safe, exciting, and a lot of fun. Yes, it is. People enjoy using sex toys as well. With that being said, SynComs can be a great way to spice up your sex life with your partner. Sex toys are a lot of fun, and they add an element of surprise. They also can add something new to an already steamy bedroom, or it can provide an option to a man that's in a currently dead bedroom. A safe option. However, you have to realize that not everyone enjoys using sex toys, and buying one might not be the best way to go. See, I like this blog. It calls it down the middle. Cheating is an act that some people would choose over another. Remember, gentlemen, cheating is never a mistake. It is always a choice on both sides. So, of course, I'm calling this one right down the middle. Man or woman, if you cheat on your partner, ultimately it is your choice. It's fun, exciting, taboo, and all of those things add excitement to your relationship. No, it adds excitement to you. With that being said, why would anyone want to end their relationship over something like that? They could just as quickly get away with. Well, the question was already answered. It's taboo. It's exciting. It's that element of danger. Especially for women, it's the emotional roller coaster. Now, of course, for us men, it's nothing more than a release. However, I did a video a long time ago called Professional Adaptation, in which professionals, which is the term that I use for the sex worker, started shifting from just having sex with guys to offering the girlfriend experience. But anyway, a SINCOM provides a fun alternative to sleeping with someone else. Sex toys are exciting because they involve a certain amount of risk, and they also offer something different. For example, you can purchase a vibrator or receive one in the mail. If you decide to use the vibrator with someone else, then that's great. But what if you receive the vibrator in the mail and no one knows about it? Bit of a secrecy. Now I'm going to go back to another video that I did called Replaced, in which the meat sack was sitting in the kitchen when my doll arrived. And she asked, what was that? And I simply told her, your replacement for the bedroom. Now, of course, she could have got pissed, but then again, we were already in a dead bedroom situation. And I had already been to the massage parlor a few times. And for me, it was nothing more than an economic decision, because going to the massage parlor, I said, you know what? That's running my pockets. So let me get something that I can use at home. Anyway, here are some of the reasons why a doll or a SINCOM would be a good option, especially for a man in a marriage. Number one, no one will accuse you of cheating. There is always the risk of someone taking your phone and finding out that you are cheating. This is common, or should I say, the most common way people get caught. However, if you are a married man and you're in a sexless marriage or a dead bedroom situation, I would highly, highly recommend you getting a doll. Why? Because social media. Yeah. See, a side chick, especially if you sell her a dream that you're going to possibly leave your wife, oh, guess what? When she finds out, she's going to blast you all over social media. See, back in the olden days, if you did have a side chick, she knew and she played her position. They understood what it was. You're a good time, not a long time. You treat me good, I will treat you good. However, you will never take my wife's place. And a lot of women were good with that. As long as they got to get some benefits from you, small as they were, they didn't mind. However, nowadays with social media, oh yeah, these women have no problems putting you on blast. Hell, I saw a video over on MGTOW.TV from Dog K about a woman who actually shot at the side chick. Yeah, she literally tried to clap her. But anyway, yes, a good side chick would know and play her position. However, those days are gone. So yes, that is a very, very risky game to play. But as with everything, there's always options. So in my humble opinion, if you're a married man in this situation, you should only deal with the professional. Pay for play, cash only. You pay, you play, you go about your day. But anyway, I don't want to stray too far from the CINCOM topic. This is the most common way that people get caught. No matter how careful you are, people can potentially find out about your infidelity to your partner, and it's a situation you definitely don't want to find yourself in. With a CINCOM, no one will ever know about your kinks and fantasies because you'll have your toy instead of another person coming in and out or going to or from your place. And as opposed to meeting someone in a hotel. See, the Japanese, they have it good. The whole love hotel system. Yeah, I've spoken about the Love Hotel in the past. It is a hotel designed specifically for couples to go in and bang in. They do short time and long time. Go back into my video files where I talked about it. Anyway, even if someone finds out you're an owner of a full-sized CINCOM, no one can tell you anything because it is not a living, breathing person, but a sex toy that's meant only to satisfy your sexual desire. Number two, CINCOMs are realistic. Buying a CINCOM instead of cheating on your partner is the best idea because they are very realistic nowadays, and they are constantly being upgraded. They are very lifelike and practical, and they feel very soft to the touch because of the modern materials that they are being used with to mimic skin. Oh yeah, TPE versus silicone is always the debate. However, what you want after you've done your research is what you decide to build. Number three, no stress and emotions. Another benefit with a synthetic companion, you can keep yourself from becoming emotionally attached to another person that's not your partner. Yes. Which is why I say if you're a married guy, you should go ahead, and if you're not going to invest in a doll, you should use the professional. The problem with many people today is that we can become so involved in our sex life that we start to think that we have more than what we do. We can begin to believe that we or the other person is starting to feel emotions, which is definitely a bad thing, especially if both of you are aware you're already taken, i.e. catching feelings. See, this is definitely more dangerous when it comes to men. Why? CGA has done a great series of videos called Death by simp, in which the side dude clapped the main dude. Yeah, there have been some situations to where the woman, guess what she did? She tried to clap the wife. Anyway, bad, bad juju. When you have a sincom, you will never, fall into this trap. You can let yourself think about sex with another person, but you'll always have your doll that you can turn back to. Have you ever thought about how synthetic companions relieve stress? There are many ways that a syncom can help you. It will never tell you she's not in the mood or that she has a headache. You're free to do whatever you want and explore your sexual appetite with your doll. Yes. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you should know is that they are a very effective stress relief method. Sexual excitement releases endorphins into the bloodstream. These hormones are the same hormones that you would release during sex, so they provide a similar sensation and can be felt much like the real thing. When you're in a mood and your body responds positively, it is effortless to forget that you are in a stressful situation. Number 4, dolls provide intimacy. The word intimacy turns people's imaginations on. It is a pleasurable desire for most people, and they prefer to do it with a doll rather than to cheat on their partner. For some women, it may take a sexual partner to satisfy them. Syncoms offer you that opportunity because they allow you to experience being intimate on a completely different level than using a small sex toy. Giving you a sexual release from that intimacy makes it much easier to forget about all of your troubles. Number 5, syncoms are comfortable. You may always have wondered if the syncoms are comfortable to use. Well, they do take some time to get used to. If you do not know, maybe you should find out if the dolls you're using in bed are comfortable enough for you to satisfy all of your wildest needs and desires. If the dolls you are using are not very comfortable to use, maybe it's time for you to change them, or else you might end up having health problems after a while. Now, that alludes more to the weight issue. No, if you got a heavy doll in your youth, as you age, you might want to consider getting a smaller doll in the future. These are all excellent reasons why it's better to buy a synthetic companion than to cheat on your partner. However, there are also some drawbacks to having a synthetic companion. While you might think that they are friendly, it is also true that they can take a bit of getting used to as well. If you're not careful, it could become addictive as well. There is a difference between having something that you want and something that becomes an obsession. And this is the difference between when you buy a synthetic companion instead of going out and cheating on your partner with someone else. Very interesting blog. However, I've already talked about why, in my humble opinion, and I'm going to reiterate this, any man that is married, now this blog was specifically talking about married men and married people, but if you're a married man who has found himself in a sexless marriage or a dead bedroom situation, in my humble opinion, yes, a doll would be better for you. It would be. Or if you really need the flesh and blood woman, go down the professional route. That way, at least you have another layer of protection that can cover you. Now, as opposed to the side chick, yeah, the side chick days should definitely be over, especially with social media so prevalent in everybody's life. But in the end, it's your choice. Nothing more, nothing less. But let me go ahead and throw you this curveball to all you married gentlemen out there who might find this video. If your wife has let herself go, now, this is going to be pretty sadistic. However, this will also be something great to remind her. Now, if your wife has decided to let herself go, she's gained weight, and she has a horrible attitude and treats you like shit, here's what you should do. I'm not going to say should, but it's an option. And it's definitely going to depend on how much you're willing to spend. But she lets herself go. She gains weight. She chops her hair off. Here's what you do. Find some of her old pictures when she was in her physical prime. When she was that young, hot, supple version of herself. Get those pictures. Find a doll company that will be able to recreate her. Oh, yeah. This is definitely going to be a sadistic move. But find a doll company that's willing to recreate a doll that looks exactly like your wife when she was in her physical prime. That way, it can be a living, I'm not going to say living, but it can be a reminder of what she used to look like before she decided to let herself go. I know, it's a pretty fucked up thing, but when you look at the situation that you're in, especially if she wants to use her own body as a weapon, sex as a weapon, cool. Two can play that game. But I'm just saying. But then, how would she feel knowing that you actually replaced her with a literal younger version, or should I say a younger looking version of her? I mean, the relationship is pretty much bad anyway at this point, so why not go all the way? Just saying. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. Seriously, let me know what you think. And for all you women out there, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, subjecting your husband or long-term partner. You know what? Let me scratch long-term partner, because as a long-term partner, you do not have legal paperwork. So if you're in a sexless situation, in a long-term partner situation, why the hell are you still there? But the idea of using sex as a weapon against your husband will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, the CINCOM option is looking a hell of a lot better for a lot of men nowadays, especially single men. Because, once again, ladies, you have pretty much destroyed the mating market. And thank you, TikTok, for truly showing a lot of men what women really think about you. Just saying. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.